Welcome to The Smirking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smirking Area. I'm joined once again by my main bitch, Faith. How are you, babes?
I'm good, babes. Are you?
I think so. I don't know. I'm never really good, but I'm all right. So this week, I asked the question on social meds, do you use dating apps? Because I had a little bit of an interesting conversation about dating apps and the way that I swipe on dating apps and the things that I do on dating apps. So I just thought it's a really interesting question. How many people have successfully found someone on a dating app? Or is it mostly a nightmare? Because for me, it's a fucking minefield. Absolutely ridiculous. Do you use them?
Yes and no.
What's your go-to? What's your preferred?
I tried Hinge, that new one, thinking it was just going to be like...
We don't get Hinge in Malta. No, we're like, because we're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I tried Tinder, but it's just pop.
Well, it's not like, it is kind of like, gay Tinder is a bit like that, but also not like that. Grindr is disgusting. Like, I've got a profile there out of morbid curiosity, I have to say, but I've never really... It don't do it for me. It's like, take your clothes off, take your knickers off, do what we've got to do, and then see you. And like, people, it's savage. Yeah. People just block. They're like, send a pic. Can you send a pic? And they're like, block. And you're like, oh my God, let me just go and...
What, a picture of your penis on your face?
No, they're like, more pictures of your face, more pictures of whatever. But I am the worst, because I'm clearly out there looking for... My profile bio is like, I'm looking for something special. I'm not here to just have a fuck. And they try it. They try to get me to be a bit... sexual, and I'm like, unless I'm proper raging horny and have a quick wank with someone, I'm not doing it. So I said, do you use dating apps? 67% of the people that responded said, yep, I use dating apps, and then 33% said no, which is quite normal. I think probably the ones who said no are the ones that are, I guess, in a relationship, because why would you use a dating app unless you're single? But the funny thing, 67% of people use dating apps. But the next question, have you found love on a dating app? Only 70% said yes. 83% said no. It's been unsuccessful. So like, how effective are they? Have you had successful dating app experiences?
No.
The answer is no. The answer is clearly no. Okay, and why? Why? Come on, tell me the horror stories. I want to hear the worst.
Yeah, I just feel like you go on them, right? And then you probably expect too much. And then, say you start talking to someone or you meet someone, they're either wanting it for one thing or they're on it for a reason, because they can't find anyone in fucking real life.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But does that make us the same?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh my God, that's bleak as fuck. So you said it's mainly for sex with guys.
Yeah.
Give me some examples. What type of guy are you finding on straight Tinder? Because surprisingly enough, I do not partake in straight Tinder.
They're just very much like, oh, how are you? And you're like, okay, this is boring. But then when they send you like pickup lines, I'm like, oh, you're cringy as fuck. So I don't really know what I want from them. Or like, they're nice. You get like a nice conversation going and they're like, oh, can I have your number?
Yeah.
Like another social media. You're like, yeah, of course. And then straight away.
It's such a moment when you move from a dating platform to WhatsApp.
Oh,
like, I always, the red flag for me is, have you got Snapchat? No, I do not, you dirty bastard. But can we WhatsApp? Yeah. So I can drunkenly serenade you in voice notes all evening on a Friday that you didn't ask for. And then it's really weird because now I'm just getting one great take.
This one guy that said, I'm really old fashioned. I like phone calls instead of messaging, and I was like, well, I'm not really keen on that. I'll voice note you at first, and then obviously if we get to know each other, I feel more comfortable.
So what happens when it moves to WhatsApp stage?
Dick pic. What? Or show me your tittle bitties.
Okay, so success stories. There is a success story. Let me read it.
Ooh.
I married the guy that I met on Tinder.
It's
fucking adorable.
Isn't it? Like, do you not think though that dating apps comes with like a... Not personally for me, like, because, well, you know me too well, and I don't get embarrassed very easy, but I feel like a lot of people judge people for being on dating. Like, I know that people are like, oh, I met them on Facebook, like, the drama.
Yeah. There's a massive, like, stigma that comes with, I don't want to say that I met you on Tinder, so let's make up a backstory.
Yeah.
Like, I caught his eyes across a smoke-filled cafe in Paris, and I knew right there, and then I wanted him to roger me balls deep. So, babe. But yeah, no, I would see the stigma. I would be a bit like, okay, we need to get together and sort this story out, because I do not meet the love of my life on Grindr.
It's only a more positive story.
There's one, and everything else is really bleak and really sad, which is fantastic. But yeah, there's just one. And the negatives are absolutely ridiculous. We all use them, right? Mm-hmm. I've got Tinder, and I swear to God, earlier I was swiping, and my friend looked at me and said, "You swipe really funnily."
Oh yeah, you're really interested in this. Go on. I mean, interesting with this, sorry.
Yeah, he said, "You swipe really funnily." I'm like, "What do you mean, swipe funnily?" He was like, "Well, people that I would have said are quite cute, I would have said yes to. But then people similar to that, that you are saying yes to, there's someone very similar after that you say no to, and I would see them as the same thing." And I'm like, "Well, surely that's preference. Surely that's like personal preference, and we've got different tastes, and nobody can swipe in the same consistency. It's like an algorithm in it of your head, like, you know what you like." And even though you might account two people as being very similar and the same aesthetic and you like them both, I might not. I might think one's cute and I don't like something about the other one. It's very personal preference. But yeah, I am very strange, because then I said, actually, I'm very realistic, and I know that I'm like, if I get dolled up and I've rested myself, I'm like Mariah Carey's voice. If I've really abused myself and been going at it, I sound like dog shit and I look like dog shit. But if I rest and take care of myself, I could be a six. I could be a solid six if I really look after myself. However, I'm aware of the fact that I'm a solid six when I've taken care of myself, but usually on a day-to-day basis, a 3 to a 4, and I'm fine with that. I'm a drunk 7 sometimes, because the confidence comes out and I'm like, come on, have it. Cockers are galore, do you know what I mean? However, I am not going to swipe yes on someone that I think is fucking stunning, who looks like he's just stepped off X on the Beach or Love Island, who looks like he's an Instagram model with 128,000 followers, probably 30% bought himself and a couple of likes that he buys himself. That's what they all do, don't they? These fake social media influencers want to get on telly. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not stupid enough to swipe right and then not get the match and feel worse about myself. I'm going to be realistic and swipe on people that I think, would they find me attractive? I don't just think, would I find them attractive? I think, would they find me attractive? Am I in their league, or would I be punching here? And if I'm punching, left.
Good. Yeah. Makes it sound really good. At least you don't let yourself down, love.
Yeah, it's depressing as hell, but like, self-awareness is everything. It's key. I'm a realist. I'm a bit of a fantasist every now and again when I'm telling a tall story. But I'm also quite a realist. And I just think, don't set yourself up for disappointment. You know what I mean? Have you had any, moving that on swiftly, because I am feeling shit about myself for being a 3 to a 6. Have you had any, like, horror dates from people that you've met online?
Do you know, I don't think I've had many horror dates.
Really?
Yeah, I know that sounds really, I don't know.
Are you fucking joking? This is why I'm not going to punch my iPad, because then I don't miss off a new iPad, but if I could punch you right now, I would. I've had so many horror dates.
Really? No, see, I don't go on many dates though. I think that's the thing.
Neither do I.
Oh.
Neither do I, and the ones I do have been absolutely horrific, so fuck me.
Oh my God, please tell us one.
I think probably the worst day was in Sheffield. I was still in England, and I just remember this guy was so nice. We had two amazing first dates, right? Amazing, I thought, you're sexy. He played his keyboard for me, you were in a band, and all that. Frothing at the gash. I was like, you're cute indie boy, he had a good bod. Really handsome face. I probably would still want to, like, I mean, he wouldn't want to do me because I look like a fucking manatee. David Attenborough shows up outside my bathroom window. I can commentate on what I'm doing. Like, it's that bad. But he was gorge, proper gorgy. And the third day, we pulled up outside this little cottage in Uterbridge, which is proper countryside, right? Like Emmerdale Farm vibes. Pulled up outside this beautiful cottage. I'm like, where are we going? Is this a pub? Me, is this a pub? He went, no, I've told my family that we're coming around for Sunday dinner.
Fuck off.
Third date, We'd only been to the cinema and for drinks previously, and then to his bedroom for him to play the keyboard and for me to get fingered. But then we went, and I was like, I can't do this. And I got the ick immediately. I was like, I can't believe that you didn't ask me, number one, didn't check it was okay, and you think that it's appropriate on date three. Like, are we a couple? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm just trying you on right now and seeing if it fits. Do you know what I mean? Probably should have been a bit more committed back then, because now I'm by myself. So I probably should have said, yeah, absolutely. Let's go in. Granny, pass me the gravy. Is there extra food going? I fucking did not. I said, you turn this car around and take me home. And I never saw him again.
That's weird.
That's really bad.
That's weird.
Yeah, no, that's not normal. That's really not normal. And then another one. Fuck me. I met this teacher, seemed so nice. I was like, oh, fine. This is recent. This is like post-pandemic vibes. I was like, oh, he seems really nice. He's a teacher. He was sending me videos of him burning magnesium on a Bunsen burner in front of all the kids, and them all like shrieking. They were shrieking like children when a dog gets on playground all up the windows at school, you know what I mean? They were like that. And I was like, he's adorable. He's a teacher. He's buying himself a new house. Like, everything seemed perfect. And I said, I just want to go slow. I'm super mindful that I can't rush anything. And I can't force any feelings. They have to come naturally. But I think you're great. So if you're willing to take the time, let's just not rush all the good parts. Because I feel like people rush past and skirt over the good parts that then you miss. We skip past all the things that we then reminisce about. Like, why don't we just enjoy them more when we're in the moment? You know what I mean? A couple of weeks passed, and we'd been for a couple of restaurant dates, some wine. We even once like just parked up and watched the sunset in his car and got smashed on wine. And it was gorgeous, like absolutely gorgeous. And then I got a message that I need to know what's going on. I was like, right, let me read you the message.
Oh,
I need to know where I stand and what you're looking for, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I'm not, he was like, you've been very quiet recently. I was like, I've not been quiet, I've been busy. And I am very much still willing to, you know, see where this goes. It put super. So, due to the fact I have strong moral obligations, I would like to make it clear that I have no intention of living up to a situation that is insustainable and flimsy. Full stop. I find pending matters an offence to my intelligence, possibly one of my most appreciated virtues. Whilst I am in part sure you did not disabuse of my thoughts, I would like a true picture of the situation so I can be fully aligned with my principles. Look, I'm showing you the message right now, right? And I would like, from my side, I said from the beginning, I'm not looking to rush anything and things have to be natural. I don't even need to... That message!
Well, teacher talking down to a student, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, condescending. The consensus is that even when you think you found a nice one, they're still pricks. So I think I'm completely going to be off them. I've still got Tinder. Grindr's there, but it's like, I would never. It's like, it's so sad. It's literally pictures of people's nipples and hairy chests saying, married couple looking for a submissive younger twink. And it's like, oh my God, whoever said romance was dead.
Do we think dating apps are good or bad? We're not 18.
The older you get, it's much more difficult to meet someone unless you meet... I think that you can meet people at work, but you should never dip your nib in the office ink. So that's always toxic because there's too much time spent together. I think everyone is having babies and getting married and growing up. We're always growing up, but like, where do you meet people? Like when you're 19, 20, 21... You can be at a festival and meet the love of your life. You could be on an 18 to 30 holiday to Ibiza and you think you've met the love of your life. Like, all the excitement and original butterflies and naivety and innocence, it's kind of gone when you get to our age because we're not going to go and do that. We're not going to go and book a fucking sunny beach Bulgaria holiday and think that we're going to fall in love. They're going to look at us and go, why are those older ladies dancing with us? Why are those older ladies trying to do slut drops? I'm scared. I want to go.
Ruin everybody's holiday.
Literally. So come on. How many profiles have you got?
Two.
Hinge and Tinder.
Yeah.
Break down Hinge for me because I don't know how it works.
Okay, that's a bit more interesting. So you have to put, I think, like four photos on. And then you have to answer some questions. You've got like a list of different questions. So it's like... what do you bring to the table? What is your most irrational fear? Deal breakers, or you can put on like a multiple question thing. So like, what would our first date be? And then you can put like the three questions and they would.
Ooh, oh, I think I'd like Hinge.
So it is.
It's a shame that we don't get it.
It is good. You get more information before you even have to like them or not. So that's a good part.
Yeah. Instead of just looking at a picture and a bio.
Yeah. There's just more, it just feels a bit more, you get more out of it and you get a vibe for someone before you. And then like it's got all like their height, their job, if they want kids. Oh, that's a good one. So recently, so I don't want kids. I haven't got kids and I don't want kids. And someone matched with me and started talking to me and they were really nice. They were from around here. Never seen them before, even though we know everyone from where we're from.
A lot of the same people and stuff, yeah.
So, and we were getting on, and then one day out of the blue, he said, I'm really sorry, but I just flicked through your profile again, and it says that you don't want any kids, but I want kids, so good luck, and then left, and I was like...
You know, you don't want kids right now, and he wants kids right now. If you actually did just get to know each other as people and enjoy dating, are you not losing out on an experience? It might not be forever, you might break up. But are you not losing out on maybe some good sex or some good interaction and cuddles or Netflix time and some good dates because of what you might want or not want in the future? We can't foresee the future. I think that's making it too much like a job application process. Like, nothing that we want today is what we will want tomorrow or in a week or in a month's time. I think that, can you imagine not entertaining the possibility of someone making you spark? Just because he might change his mind. He might think, I've got everything I want in this person. Why do I need children when this is the life that... Like, I think that that's kind of over.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it can be seen as too much.
I wouldn't say clearly, but I'm not ready for a serious relationship. I want to go on dates. I want people to make me feel good. And that's it. If something ends up serious, it does, but I am definitely not looking forward to it. However, if he's wanting to settle down and the person that he likes, like in what I'm aware of, that is a big deal breaker. If someone said to me, look, I can't live without kids, I'd be like, well, I'm not your girl. I might have 99%, but that 1%, you're not going to...
Yeah, but don't you think that like having a few dates and going on a couple of holidays and having some nice romantic experiences... Like, we're old now. We're older. So we understand that nothing lasts forever. Friendships don't last forever. Jobs don't last forever. Relationships don't last forever. We don't last forever as people. Mm-hmm. Everything has an expiration date, I believe. And I just think, enjoy the here and now and not what you think that something should be, because we're alive for a very short amount of time. And then the world is going to live on for a billion years after we're gone and we're going to have never existed. Does it really matter if you pop out a child? Like, why not just accept the fact that she's fit? Met her on Inge. She looks like she could take a couple of fingers. We could have a good laugh. We could go to Florence, have a couple of bottles of wine, do her up Jaxi. Like, why are people so set on what they might potentially want in the future? Because we know that life doesn't look like we expected it to in the future.
I get that. I completely...
I think it's too much. I think it's too much.
I think it's hard for a woman to not want kids. I think it's normally the roles are reversed. It's like the woman is looking for someone...
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, there's a biological clock that's ticking on a woman. But men don't have that, do they?
Yeah.
So men can be a bit more frivolous and free because they can plant their seed whenever, at any age, and having children is not limited to time. Okay, I'm not a fan of... I don't like the Hinge thing. I don't like the kid question.
I don't like the Hinge anymore. No. That one exists.
Tinder's all right. Dating apps are just a little bit too much for me. I think that I can ignore them because I don't think I can entertain the texting phase ever again. You know, when you spend so much time investing, how are you? How's your day? Have you got any siblings? What's your favorite color? What music do you like? What food do you like? What wine do you like? Where would you like to go on holiday? You do all of this back and forth, and then you see the bastard rock up with a girlfriend a week later on his Instagram and he's ghosted you. Like, do you know what I mean? That's just like, why invest that time on anything digitally? When you should just be, I just think that we should pay more attention to real life and real FaceTime and real interactions, because I think they stand for so much more. I don't think that they don't work, because clearly they do. We've got that example, that one example of people who've had a success story. But I think that for me, my general consensus and thought on it is that they don't work. And it's nice to be on there, but do we really need to be staring at a screen for any longer than we already do? I don't think so. I think I would rather just go out to a bar, and if I accidentally meet a Mr. Cutie, he might not even be cute. I might have beer goggles on, but at least I get a good night out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Like what I was going to say, like, stay single, go out with your friends. If something natural happens and you get talking to someone, have a good night, see where it goes. We don't need this.
I just think I don't want to be validated anymore by somebody else. Like, I don't want to... I'm joking about being like a 3 to a 6, but I know my self-worth and I know what I've got to offer someone and what I can bring to the table. And I just find it a little bit demoralizing that the older I get, the more I'm maturing and understanding who I am and being happier with myself, that other people may be less accepting of that because they're judging me on a picture, or they don't like how I introduce myself on an application, and then there's the they don't message you back, or they don't match. Like, this happens to everyone, you know. You could be the most stunning person in the world and that happens. I just think I'm too long in the tooth. I'm like fucking walrus at this point. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't want someone else to validate me. I'd rather live my life, and if I meet someone, I meet someone.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I'm in here. I love myself and my friends and my family, and
I'm content with what I've got.
Yeah,
to a certain extent. Wouldn't mind a new laptop if anyone wants to send me one.
Any billionaires out there, be yours.
Oh no, I'm not. I won't even want that. Right, and on that note, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, we're not professionals. We just talk bollocks because we've been through a lot of shit. Please do follow us on your favourite streaming platform, and follow us both on Instagram, and keep in contact. Start to collaborate. You can send us messages, you can send us suggestions, you can send us questions. Nothing is off limits in the smoking area. Have a good week, you cunts.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.